Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.
A bonnet and a hoop skirt? Can't the new and improved Mrs. Claus wear a stylish jumpsuit? Maybe some dangly earrings? I look like a tuffet.
What's a tuffet?
Not sure, but I do know Mrs. Muffet sat on one. That lady ate curds and whey, Noelle, so I'm not quick to trust her fashion sense, okay?
Just a minute. Rhoda, I'm honestly open to hearing your ideas on how to modernize Mother Christmas.
Not a single child, and yet...
But you're already in costume, and I have 80 photographers and journalists waiting outside to snap you with a blurb about how we are bringing feminism to a typically patriarchal holiday. So, just smile for me.
You're fighting the patriarchy by asking a lady to smile?
Well, don't get hysterical.
You serious?
Joking. I promise. But you're going to be amazing. Always are.
Head Elf Luella, reporting for duty. Transport is prepped and ready for boarding.
At ease, soldier.
Transport? I thought this was just a press photo op.
It is. It just happens to be a press photo op on the jingle coaster.
Noelle Eloise Gimple, you know I'm terrified of just two things. The cancellation of This Is Us and heights.
I can assure you, ma'am, I did the safety checks myself. You have nothing to fear.
You promise?
Well, I do think Mandy Moore will pivot into film after season 5, but in terms of the coaster, all good.
Okay, Miss Head Elf. I see you. You got the jokes.
And we've got an audience. TikTok ladies, let's do it.
After you, Mrs. Kringle.
I prefer Ms.
What does Santa have to say about that?
Holiday world, friends and guests.
Doing okay?
Not at all. You maybe have a handle of whiskey I could drown in? Tinsel in the gift shop, she's always got one stashed somewhere.
I'm on duty, Ms. Claus.
I know, but what would dear old Santa say to that?
Maybe that his wife knows how to have a good time. That's the cue.
Figgy freaking pudding.
Say the word and I can pretend the coaster's logic switch is jammed.
What in the fa-la-la is that?
No idea. But neither will anyone else. Buy us some time.
My head elf has a mischievous streak, huh? I like it. But Noelle's counting on me.
You take your duty seriously. Tell you what, keep your eyes on me the whole time. Then you'll always know where you're headed.
I like that.
Okay, here we go. One, two... Everyone out. I need this room cleared. We have a medical emergency.
What happened?
Shh, it's okay. You're safe. You had a minor panic attack, which resulted in a vasovagal
syncope. A what now?
You passed out, Ms. Claus. I'm here to take your vitals and get you back to top shape.
No, but Noelle, the press, I gotta get back.
Noelle got her story, I promise. Just lay back down and let me do my job, Ms. Claus.
It's Rhoda.
Then let me do my job, Rhoda.
Ouch!
Where does it hurt?
Your hands. They're all calloused. Rough.
Oh, I apologize.
No, I like them. Makes me feel safe. Like you know what you're doing. You do know what you're doing. right?
ROTC throughout high school, 13 weeks of basic training, and a whole lot of years with boots on the ground.
Impressive resume, but I'm not hearing a yes.
I can handle giving you some water and taking your vitals. Yes, I promise.
Watch out for my hoop skirt.
Yeah, you should just take that antique off.
That's what I was saying! Just because this holiday is antiquated don't mean my style has to be.
Especially since that style is a symbol of female fertility. Here, take this aspirin.
Sorry, what? Water, please.
It cinches you at the waist to emulate meekness and fragility. Here.
Nothing fragile about me. I promise you that.
Not to mention, the way the hips and pelvic area jut out, it's practically screaming. Look at how fertile I am, good sir. Let me bear your children.
No, thank you. No antiquated fertility symbols or sirs for me.
Me neither. Say ah.
Ah. You take good care of me.
Well, I was in the Marine Corps.
Marine, that's what it was. I was guessing Navy, Army, but it's Marine. Wow.
Yeah. I wanted to be Force Infantry, but they don't allow women, so I ended up in intelligence.
You ended up in intelligence? Don't you have to be brilliant? Break spy code and read people's minds?
Would I be able to admit that even if I did?
Okay. So tell me then, Madam Head Elf. What am I thinking? What? Why are you laughing?
A lady never tells. That's the saying, right?
I wouldn't know. This lady tells everything.
Do you? I mean, yes, you say a lot, but do you reveal anything?
I
left the Marine Corps hoping to start my life, only to find out that my aunt was suffering from stage 3 liver cancer. So I moved closer to her and took whatever job I could find. Even if it included jingle bells. That's revealing. Your turn.
You thirsty?
Peppermint? Won't that taste like toothpaste?
Why does everybody think that? Just try it.
This is outstanding. What's in this?
What did you say before? A lady never tells?
Touche.
Do you mean touche?
No, touche.
Huh.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just realized you're cute when you're wrong.
Well.
You said liver cancer, correct?
Excuse me?
Your aunt?
Oh, yes. Stage 3. Yeah, it's not great.
Say no more.
What are you grinding up? Flowers? I don't think I can drink that. Not that adventurous. And I've eaten at Vixen's Christmas canoodle.
Well, good. It's not for you. It's for your aunt,
Adele.
Miss Adele. The Corydalis. Should relieve her pain and help her sleep without side effects.
I don't know what to... Thank you. This is beyond kind.
Please. You've saved me from a killer coaster and asked me to remove my hoop skirt. We're either old friends or we're,
Are you an herbalist? Or just into Eastern healing?
Neither. It's just in my blood. My peepaw was a healer from Kentucky. He kept to himself, but he left a big impression. And Grandmama Lucy, well, she was from New Orleans. They called her a witch.
So, how did the ancestor of a healing witch end up in a place where candy canes pass for severance?
At least they are semi-homemade.
Rhoda.
I'd been sitting behind the counter since Mr. Gimple opened the place. He was just going to use instant cocoa. Lord, I've been taking his so-called recipes, turning them edible ever since. The man actually thought children loved marmalade and black licorice. No, please don't tell Noel. It'd break her heart to know the recipes were mine and not his.
But if they are yours...
He passed not too long ago. Yeah, mine, his, it's all the same.
Is it, though? So then how does Mrs. Claus play into all of this?
This is my lounge.
No, this is Holiday World's lounge. Yours would be far more interesting.
Noelle needs me.
You said that before.
She's turning this park around, saving her legacy. I don't know, I just try to show up, be kind, and get paid.
Well, maybe you should do a little more than that.
All I heard was you need more peppermint sticks to fill in that mouth of yours.
Hey, won't turn those down.
So they don't taste like toothpaste?
Not a bit.
So, with Holiday World's new focus on Mrs. Claus, are you saying that we should forget about Santa entirely?
No, not at all. I guess I'd ask, did you forget about Mrs. Claus entirely when the focus was on Santa?
Well, isn't he the one who does all the work?
It's true he works very hard, one day out of the year. But who works the other 364? Making toys, baking cookies, and tending to the reindeer? Santa has a whole team of employees, friends and family that create Christmas each year. I think it's time to hear their story, too. And in fact, here is our head elf, Luella. Luella, honey, could you come up here for a moment, please?
Hello. Hello, and Merry Christmas to all of you boys and girls. And anyone still trying to figure out where they feel most comfortable on the gender spectrum.
The gender spectrum?
Well,
She's just exhausted. Without Luella here, Christmas wouldn't occur.
What would you say the nature of your relationship is when you spend so much time with someone?
You know, a girl can never have too many good friends. Especially at Christmas. More presents, right? Right, kids?
Okay. Well, some interesting things occurring here in our own Santa Claus, Indiana. Back to you, Todd.
Thanks so much for your time. We hope you enjoy the rest of the day here on us. We have some lovely new attractions.
I think it's clear this isn't really our scene. We've got everything we need, but thanks so much.
Don't forget to take all of your microaggressions with you.
Shh. What do you mean?
Did you not catch the subtle slights she was throwing? Asking about our relationship and implying that Santa does all the work?
That's just press. Fluff. And it'll get us some more guests through our doors and money in our pockets. For Noelle.
Oh, come on! You're better than that. And I bet Noelle is too if you ever pointed out any of this to her.
I'm sure she meant well. She just misspoke.
It's clear this isn't really our scene. Do you think she was making a statement on Christmas cheer or the two lesbians standing in front of her?
I never said that I...
Oh, come on. Like you said, we're good friends. You have a platform here. Why aren't you using it?
This isn't a platform. It's my job, how I pay for rent and groceries and...
I'm not saying we should spray paint a rainbow flag on the reindeer, but Holiday World is using you as their marketing tool, a symbol of growth and breaking out of the patriarchy.
Lighten up. You're taking this way too seriously.
Where do you see yourself?
Luella. On whiskers, on sushi, on whatever your name is, guide my sleigh and help me find a lady who doesn't think I'm a pile of human garbage. Or just cuddle. That's nice, too.
It is going to be tough to apologize when I'm not the cutest thing in the room.
Oh, God, even the kittens can sense you're the better person. Or at least the stronger one. How'd you find me?
Kringle's Kitten Cafe? Come on, it was practically designed to alleviate the blows of a lover's quarrel.
If only they served booze.
Here you go.
A flask? You are officially the perfect woman.
Always come prepared.
Of course, you were a Girl Scout.
I was, but I borrowed this from Tinsel.
Lover's quarrel, huh?
I'd like it to be. I mean, I meant what I said, but this holiday / amusement park / country isn't your responsibility to change overnight. I was way too hard on you.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
No, I just feel like Aunt Adele is getting worse and...
Oh, I had no idea.
I came here to help, but I can't fix her. I'm not helping. So I think I just wanted to fix something else that was broken.
You mean me?
Of course not.
I'm sorry about Adele. I can send you home with some more herbs.
That'd be nice.
It is broken. You're right. I couldn't answer you. I don't see myself reflected in this holiday, and I don't know where to start. I just want Noelle and and the guests and all of us to just all be happy. I mean, it's Christmas for Nutcracker's sake.
And let's figure out where to start together.
Together, together?
I'd like that.
Me too.
I'm trying to kiss you, but I can't quite seem to get past the...
Oh, man. This thing has got to go. Better?
See? We're making positive change already.
What would Santa have to say about that?
Who's to say he's not around the corner with Jack Frost?
Is Jack Frost even male? Either way, they should fix that carrot.
Vogue, The Run-Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blase, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.